Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business for this evening will be the revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda at this time? Mr. Lane.
Not to my knowledge.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve the agenda as revised.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve this evening's revised agenda. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next, we'll have a motion for the approval of the minutes of our October the 21st meeting and also the finding of the facts.
So moved.
Second to that motion?
I'll second that.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards. Again, for the approval of the minutes of our meeting and also the finding of the facts of October the 21st. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Next, we'll have the approval of the minutes of our November the 4th and the finding of the facts of the November the 4th meeting.
Again, so moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Work to approve of the minutes and the finding of the facts. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? The motion so carried. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you're here for a case listed under old business or other business, please understand that no new testimony, we do have that exception this evening, will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. In addition, items listed under old business are considered after all of the new public hearings, and it may be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp. First case, please.
Yes, first case is case number 11297, the application of Stephen Yermola. The site is located east of Route 24 and being west of White Pine Drive, approximately 2,350 feet northeasterly of Route 24, and also being lot 74 within the Pines at Long Neck Development and being identified on the tax rolls of the tax map ID District 234, map 23, parcel 783. The applicant is requesting a variance from the side yard setback requirement. In this application, more specifically, is requesting a 2.5-foot variance from a required 10-foot side yard setback requirement. This is a survey provided with the application. The survey shows that there is a residential structure on the property on a foundation, and the encroachment is by a screened porch. We do have a letter of approval from, or letter addressed to Mr. Yarmola, the Board of Directors of the Pines at Long Neck Homeowners Association, has no objection to your obtaining a variance from the setback requirements of the property line as you have requested. That was signed by Kit Watson, president of that association. And I believe that's all I have. I do have a letter of opposition. It was received on December 5th. It's addressed to the board. I only have the one copy. You want me to read it for the record? It's not very long.
Okay, if you would, please.
We are writing to you today regarding the variance request, as we are not able to be at the hearing on December 9 due to our employment in Maryland, where our primary residence is. For the attached letter, which is being requested by Stephen Yarmola for the property at 161 White Pine Drive, Millsboro, first, we would like to begin by stating the facts as we know them and to clarify our position and our opposition to this variance. The situation started when Steve approached my husband around Memorial Day weekend to advise he planned to add to his deck so that he could put his hot tub on it, and wants to know if he could put his hot tub on our property while he was building it. He told him, yes, being her husband, that would be fine. We don't have all the specific dates, as we never thought it would come to this. At which time, Steve advised that he planned to stain the deck in a redwood stain to match his current deck. However, this is not a deck. It is a room, and in accordance with the covenant of our development, it is not allowed to be stained but has to match the exterior of your home. Immediately upon arrival to our home on our next visit, that Friday evening, we called the president of the Homeowners Association, Kit Watson, to ask her if she could come by, and told her what was going on. She came and brought her camera. We walked around outside, took pictures, and she would send him a letter to let him know that he was in violation of the covenants and that it had to match his home, and to remind him that he had not gotten permission from the Board of Directors to build this addition as outlined in the covenants of the Pines. There was T111 hardboard siding in two directions. It appeared that the roof was not level and sloping a bit. There was duct tape holding the screen in place on the screen door, etc. I have pictures available on my phone, but I would need an email address to send them. When Jimmy saw Steve the next day, Steve asked him what he thought, and Jimmy told him what he thought, that it looked like trash. They had words in the yard and went their separate ways. I also sent a personal letter to Steve to let him know we were not happy and that we bought our property there because we wanted a vacation home for our family, and that we felt this was horrible to look at and that it devalued our property and others. Following Monday, I placed a call to Sussex County to see if he had a building permit, only to learn that he did, but they had no idea that it was under roof, nor had he requested any inspections, and they were not aware that there was a hot tub inside this room. And had he requested a permit for the hot tub, and that he would send a building inspector to the site to check it out. I also told them that I thought it was built over the variance, and asked them to look into that as well. My next discussion with Sussex County was a few weeks later, and they advised that they had met with him and taken pictures and noted that he had exceeded the variance. And the variance in those references setbacks.
Okay.
Since then, he has put siding on a room, but there are two different types of siding, and there are two different shades of gray. We believe that he has put effort into trying to make this look better. However, and in bold, we ask you to consider that fact, that he would not have done these improvements, but because we did reach out to Sussex County for assistance in this matter, he was pressured into doing so. If everyone is allowed to do what they want to, then because they got caught, they come back to ask for a variance. Our community would be out of control. After all, this is the purpose of variances and covenants. Yes, we understand that you have a letter from the Pines signed by the president, Kit Watson, that they are okay with this variance. However, I personally spoke with Kit, and she said, what else can we do at this point? I told her If this is the case, then I should be able to put up a 6-foot fence to block his mess, but the covenants clearly state that we can't. And it is my understanding that Sussex County has a law regarding 6-foot fences as well. Can we get a variance if we decide to put one up after the fact? If he can violate or believe that he is above the law, why aren't we, and why wouldn't everyone in the neighborhood be able to do as they please? As far as we are concerned, he should have requested this variance prior to building his addition. Wouldn't you, and wouldn't you expect this of others that are on the panel? Where we live in Maryland, they have hearings all the time regarding issues such as this, but not after the fact. To restate our concern, we oppose this request. And it's signed James and Pamela Bullock.
That's the only letter.
When was the letter written?
We just received it on December 5th.
And September 20th, that's when she wrote her letter, right? The favorite that Kit Lady.
The letter from the HOA was dated September 20th. Yep. And that's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. So you're going to administer it? They ran out there. Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Yarmola. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Stephen William Yarmola, 161 White Pine Drive in Millsboro, Delaware, 19966.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I swear to God.
Thank you.
Thank you. I have some previous pictures I've taken that they say that don't match colors of people. You like to see them?
Yes. We'll come to. Do you want to get in and get them for you, please?
I got some cut, but my color printer went out, so I have black and whites.
All right, sir. We'll come down and get them for you, and then we'll pass them around.
The top one's color.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, I did try to talk to my neighbors about a hot tub. Can I just put it in the yard until I get a pad to put my pad on? There's no problem with the pad. I got a permit for a concrete pad. It was passed by the committee. A 10-foot concrete pad was cleared.
Yes, sir.
At that time, I assumed that it was okay to get a permit for construction of a screened-in porch around the hot tub room just to keep privacy. And I went from there and went to right along. If you see the pictures, they're right even with the original porch. I didn't go nothing no farther. I did not know after that the pad was built that you cannot erect something on a permanent pad that's hooked to the house. Mm-hmm. I did not know that at the time. And if I would have known that, I could have set the 2-foot to 2-foot variance back. I could have set the house, the screen porch, back a foot and a half, where there would not have been a problem. As far as the color, the coloration of the, yes, there was wood at first, but that was just wood to put up around the sides, so I could put plastic around the side to hold, and then put matching siding around it to match my house, mm-hmm. and which I did. And they're not the very happiest couple to live next to begin with anyway. It's just something she has against me. She just has something against me. I don't know what it is, but they're down 4 times a year. I just moved down here a year ago, mm-hmm. and everything was fine until she didn't like the way the wood was put up, and then came back, and it was just up 5 days, and they came down, and then I couldn't finish the construction work because I got a halt. Then when I got the okay for the pad, that's when I put the rest of the siding of the house to match the siding of the original house.
Okay.
Yes, it was a little discolored, but that's all been power washed and cleaned. It's all matchable, if you can see the colors on those.
Mr. Yarmola, did you obtain a building permit?
Yes, sir, I did.
Did the building permit state what the setback requirements were?
Yes, it did. But that, yes, it did. 10 foot on the side, 20 foot on the rear, and somewhere front. But by going by the original drawings of the landscape things, you can see there's three different ones. And one has got 10-foot, one is built with a ramp where it's legal. And then the next one is 10-foot or so. So I went exactly with what was already built right alongside of it. Nothing in front of it, nothing behind it. So it would not impede the distance at all.
Did you build it yourself, or did you have someone build it for
me
you?
Me and a friend of mine built it, sir.
I see.
Pretty much a friend. I'm handicapped, illegal. Yes.
I understand. Yes, is there a variance for the existing encroachment? I'm asking Mr. Lank.
I can check. I don't believe so. I don't think there's any encroachment other than what they're proposing. That arrow looks like it goes to the deck, and the deck can encroach.
It looks like right. There's 3 feet.
Deck can encroach 5 feet, right?
Right.
Okay. Okay, so the screen there. Porch is within the setback? Because it appears on my copy that the
screen porch is the requested variance.
No, there's a screen porch. It says on.
I know, but it's 10.5.
It's 10. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's the deck that in the front of the house that is on the front of that side.
But
that
yes,
is,
to the left of the left side of the property, you have the dwelling, then you have a screen porch, then you have a 3-foot deck, and right. Then 7.5 foot.
I got you.
You can't barely see the three. It's really fine print, but it's there.
Okay. Yeah, I can't make that out. Thank you.
Yeah.
So you got a permit. It said 10 feet. There's a 10-foot setback, but you decided to build it out.
I just to go even with what was already built on the porch, the deck and the porch walkway. It was already there. I just went even with that.
So you didn't question the 10 feet?
No, I didn't, because it didn't see no 10-foot setback on the surveys.
What are can you address the standards for granting a variance for us?
I'm sorry, sir. I don't understand.
Can you address the standards for granting a variance?
It's just a room to have my hot tub and exercise equipment in, just to keep it undercover, and it's clean. It's. I don't understand what I don't foresee it. My neighbors, no one has a problem with it except the one individual.
Okay, we understand that your desire for it, but there are five standards for us to.
Sir,
you have to convince us that you meet those standards.
These are the ones, sir, that I think you'd already filled out when you got your application. Do you have
copy
of those
with
you?
Yes, sir.
If you would just read those, that's what Mr. Mills is asking, sir.
Okay. Do you have a unique circumstance or conditions such as an irregularity, narrowness, or shallowness of lot size, shape, or exceptional typographical or other physical condition peculiar to the property? If so, please. Yes, my lot is odd shaped. It's not square. Mm-hmm. It's congealing because of the wetlands that I have there. It's not straight back to the bottom corner. It's cut off a little bit.
Right.
But that does not come into effect with the project, the wetlands. Part B, I don't know of an answer for that question. Is there an exceptional practical difficulty due to unique condition? I do not know how to answer that question. Possibility of development. Can the property be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance without a variance, and not explain why? Because of the 10-foot setback, I'm roughly 2.5 feet off due to my fault. I followed a survey dated 1/9/12, which showed a 10.5 setback from the property line existing to the building deck or the walkway. Is the variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, just to use the hot tub and use the exercise equipment, and to keep it undercover? Number three, has the difficulty been created by the applicant? If not, please explain. Had neighbor complained to homeowners of the Pines and Long Neck that the porch was not fully finished when they first came down that weekend before Memorial Day? The outside siding had not been done as of yet because they hadn't had a chance to go get the siding. It was T11 board around the side.
Just temporary while you were
correct,
waiting.
Correct. Okay. And then and one time, the man, he did ask me, well, what are you going to do? I said, well, I got to stain my deck anyway, because it's a 10-year-old house. I just may stain the whole thing. And after that, I said, no, I'll just stain my deck and put the siding around the house to make it look more better for the environment. And it did.
Sure.
Number effect of the surroundings. Will the variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood? No, it will not. If anything, it'll make my house a little bit bigger. It's compatible. The sand, it's all even. All the sidings are even. Everything even on the sides. Will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development of adjacent property? No, not in any way. Just adds value to my home.
Right.
Will the variance be detrimental to public welfare? If variance is approved, all variance will be happy, except for the one who, sort of the neighbor next door. I've had all my neighbors come to me and say, Steve, what a, it's not written on here, but not one has complained about that, the room at all, except for the one individual. Extent of the variance of extent. Is the variance necessary to afford relief? No, just to be able to exercise and then use my hot tub. That's all it is. I don't know how to answer A or C. It's like the same question. Will the variance represent the least modification possible of regulations at issue? I don't see how they would.
That's a minimum that you need to
right
to complete what you're starting.
Exactly.
With.
And, if it wasn't for the 10x10 cement platform, if I would have known that you cannot build into a home, then that there's no way I would have even attempted to do some that stupid.
Right.
2x2 tap to take it right back down. It's attached to the existing building. Now, the special use exception. Will the exception substantially affect adversely?
You don't need that part, sir.
Okay, sorry.
No, you don't have to answer those, sir. You've done those other ones. Okay. All right, sir. I thank you for that. Let's see if there's any further questions. Mr. Upton, do you have any questions at this time?
Was there any reason given from the surveyor why the two surveys are different for the...
No, sir. He could not answer me that question. That's why I said, well, if one is showing... 10 and a half feet, I do believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was within the limits of that. He said something about one was called a walkway and one was called a...
But you hadn't done any construction on that.
No. I just...
So
no, sir.
There's no difference as far as your structure in one survey versus the other one that was 15 months earlier.
Correct. There's nothing there exactly. One
in January.
Correct. Right, I just moved into there in January of 2012.
So the surveyor couldn't give you any answer because for the reason that he's 3 feet off from 15 months
right
earlier.
And then the one in, because there's also on the one, the first one dated 1996, is showing nothing on my property at all. It's just showing the property lot and the next door lot with their shed and a gas tank,
mm-hmm.
which appears to be on my lot.
Right.
So I'm not going with that. But
right.
But so, according to that survey, it does look, and the owner of the house I bought from did say,
excuse me.
You bet if they want to get smart with you might want to, but I'm not by the way, I'm not like that.
Right.
I just want to be friends. I just moved here. It's a nice neighborhood. I just want to be friends with all my friends. And I talked to Miss Kit. She came over and looked at it. She goes, this is beautiful. I don't know what she's probably. She has no idea what this neighbor's problem is at all.
Right.
So let's getting back to the survey here. When you were planning your cement pad and then your deck and your porch, were you going by your original survey, or did you stake it out, or what?
The one that's dated in January 12th, because to come here, I had to get to.
But my question was, when you started to plan your construction, did you use that survey or did you pull a tape on it?
I used a tape.
Is the property line marked, or did you pull it from the house, or
what? The property line was marked a year ago back when I had to get a settlement for the variance of the wetlands. I had a wetlands variance when I moved in. That's when they marked it then. But that's the only marking that went by. But I thought I was within them by my calculations. I thought I was within that 10 foot.
Oh, me too. Mr. Rickard?
No questions.
Mr. Workman?
No questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none. I will entertain a motion on case number 11,297. Yes, go ahead.
Sir, the survey dated September 16th, 2013. Was that done after you had constructed the porch?
I had to get one when I filed. I had to get one because I had to file for a variance for here.
All right, so it was an as-built, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, again, the chair will call for a motion.
Chairman, I would make a motion we take case number 11,297 under advisement.
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we take case number 11,297 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,297 has been taken under advisement. Now, what that means, sir, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock. Okay?
Okay.
All right, sir.
Just, this is a certain individual I do call or just... Is there a case number I use?
You would use your case, your case number, so that you have.
Thank you very much for your time.
You're certainly welcome, sir. Just
happy holidays.
Yep, just take your time, sir.
Next application.
Next case, please.
Is case number 11298.